Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Monday, June 5th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. ChatGPT recognition rises, OpenAI improves its training, and AI penetrates 911 services. And some legislative updates, right to repair, non-compete scrutiny, and ransomware payments. This is the Business of Tech. QuoteWorks, the leading solution to create professional, branded quotes and proposals in just minutes. With over 55 integrations across PSAs, distributors, accounting, and more, QuoteWorks has more integrations than any other quoting solution for VARs and MSPs. And best of all, genuine people. They're there for you. No need to create tickets, instead, people on the other end of a call. Want to try it for free and find out how to start saving time creating quotes? Visit QuoteWorks.com/MSP Radio. As I assemble today's show, Apple is launching stuff at their WWDC event. In preparation, I'm clearing the decks of my AI backlog, so expect that Apple news in a subsequent episode. According to new Pew Research data, about 6 in 10 U.S. adults at 58% are familiar with ChatGPT, and 14% of U.S. adults have tried it. And in a new Morning Consult study done in April, 38% of respondents indicated they trust AI companies to do the right thing, while 26% said they didn't know, and 36% indicated they don't trust AI companies. There are generational and political divides in the data, too. Younger and big D Democratic are more likely to trust the tech. Last week, OpenAI announced a new method for training models designed to help reduce AI hallucinations. The new strategy, and quoting CNBC, train AI models to reward themselves for each individual correct step of reasoning when arriving at an answer, instead of just rewarding a correct conclusion. The approach is called process supervision, as opposed to outcome supervision, and could lead to better explainable AI, according to the researchers, since the strategy encourages models to follow more of a human-like chain of thought approach. A notable use for AI, Artifact's new application can now rewrite clickbait-style headlines in real time, using OpenAI. If enough users mark a story as clickbaity, the application might start using an AI rewritten headline for all users. The information has insights into the fees some of those Office 365 customers are paying to test the new AI features from the piece. At least 100 customers are already paying a flat fee of $100,000 for up to 1,000 users for 1 year, according to a person with direct knowledge of the pilot program. That means that customers with 1,000-seat subscriptions are paying at least 40% more versus the classic version for productivity software that automates tasks such as writing text in Word documents and creating PowerPoint slides. A local but representative story, Arlington County, Virginia's non-emergency 911 line will be answered by an Amazon-powered artificial intelligence device. This started June 1st, and the intention is to reduce the load to critical 911 calls. And despite all this, add another company to the list restricting employee use of the tech. iHeartMedia joins the list. Then again, NextWeb looks at Unilever's use of AI technology. It's accelerating lab work, product design, and supply chain, leading the list of case studies, and I've linked to it. A big thought here, too. Axios is covering the discussion of a change in computer interface design due to AI. Is AI the next giant leap in interface design? Why do we care? Much of the headlines around the 14% of adults number implied this was low. I disagree. 14% of the country has tried this technology, and it's only been out for 6 months. That's remarkable. Technological shifts are far slower than our perception thinks they should be. Another thought here. There are a lot of older men running IT services companies. If you're in that category, be self-aware enough to know that your customer and user base may not look like you. I included several stories about use cases to open the creative mind up for applications for customers. Think about an application now rewriting data before being displayed to users. There's something both very cool and hazardous to that. Synthesizing information for me is powerful. Obfuscating it from view is dangerous. Another area to catch up on? Legislation. Right to repair was made law in Minnesota. Electronics manufacturers must let independent repair shops and consumers buy the parts and tools necessary to repair their equipment. The rules don't apply to some notable categories, including farm equipment, game consoles, medical devices, and motor vehicles. I also wanted to highlight Bloomberg Law's look at non-compete agreements. National Labor Relations Board General Counsel Jennifer Abrazo said this week that non-compete pacts violate federal labor law, with narrow exceptions. And the Federal Trade Commission is developing a rule that would ban non-compete agreements economy-wide, with the commission eyeing April 2024 for a vote on a final rule. In the idea category, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators introduced a bill on Wednesday seeking to forge deeper cybersecurity ties between the U.S., Israel, Morocco, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. Named the Abraham Accord Cybersecurity Cooperation Act of 2023, the bill would add cybersecurity cooperation to the landmark Middle East deal signed in 2020. This from The Record. Also being considered, banning ransomware payments. The White House's options include possible waivers, including where a ransomware group is preventing the delivery of critical services. Why do we care? I'm going to focus on the non-compete portion of this news today. Dead policy walking. Start preparing for that change now. The impact of this change is directly related to the size of the business. Smaller, less impact. Bigger, much more. Looking for a channel-first storage provider? How about one 85% less expensive than traditional cloud providers? With rates at $3 a terabyte, with no egress fees for S3-compatible cloud storage? Want no commitments or minimums? How about extreme geo-resilience? Intrigued? Learn about Bifrost Cloud by visiting bifrostcloud.com for a radically low price. Thanks for listening. Today, National Gingerbread Day. Didn't you think that one would be in December? Guess we'll have some gingerbread in the summer. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.